the heck does it mean to add value? Like, we see people say this all the time. If you're in business and you're listening to anyone talk, you've probably heard them talking about adding value to your customers. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today on Traffic Keys. Welcome. I am your host. I am Atiba. And if you are a business owner looking to drive more eyeballs, more traffic to your website or to any of your digital properties, you are in the right place because that's what I am here to teach you how to do. So let's jump into this. And I kind of promised you a couple of days ago I was going to talk about adding value because I used it a couple of days ago a bunch of times. And I said, we're going to come back and define what it means to add value. And this is something that we're going to keep coming back to. And I know you're probably in a place where you're thinking, man, add value. Isn't that cliche by now, dude? Like, everybody talks about adding value, adding value, adding value. Like, it's everywhere. And what the heck does it mean? Right? It's almost as nebulous as produce good content. What the heck does that mean? Well, that's what we're going to break down today. And we're going to break that down today because what we're looking at when we're talking about traffic, okay? So it's one thing to get eyeballs to come to you. It's another thing to get those eyeballs to stay and then want to become leads, right? So there are a lot of sites that get lots of traffic and then people leave. But it's not worth a ton. What does it mean to have them stay and become a lead? It means you have to add value. So let's break down what that means. Let's break down what that means. Or actually, let's start about what we think it means, what most people think it means. Most people think adding value means that I've got to do something to tell you that I'm important. I've got to do something to show you that what I do makes sense. I've got to do something that tells you that what I do is what you want. That adds value to you, right? I've got to show you something cool that you've never seen before. That adds value to you, right? Or some people think of adding value as saying, okay, here's my product or service, and you know, I'm going to charge you $10, but I'm going to give you $50 worth of service because that's me adding value. And whereas those are really somewhat fruit answers, if you're thinking about a tree, right? A tree, it grows and it produces fruit, but that fruit originated in the root. So those aren't really root answers. Those are fruit answers. And some of you may have tried some of these fruit answers. Some of you may have tried to undersell your services and provide more value in that way. Some of you may have tried to show cool things or answer certain questions or what have you. And you found that it didn't work. You found that maybe even nobody seemed to care. And so we're asking the question, and you may be frustrated with the question even, of what does it actually mean to add value? Now, I don't know if you guys know this guy, John Janst. He wrote a book, and actually, I don't have the book up here. But anyway, so he wrote a book. It's called Duct Tape Marketing. All right. Duct Tape Marketing is a great book. I think I can share this with you guys on the screen here. And if you're on the podcast, sorry, you can't see the screen, but join us on Facebook and you can see the screen. All right. But here it is, Duct Tape Marketing. Here's on Amazon, John Janst. That's how you spell his last name. Yeah, John Janst. Okay. Anyway, so he wrote this book and I saw him speak last week and he was speaking somewhat on this topic about adding value. And I want to share something that he said last week that really was impactful for me as I start to unpack this thing and give you what my definition of adding value is, because I think he really encapsulated it from a different perspective, which was great, in my opinion. And what he said was, like, we've all heard this term. We've all heard the term YOLO, right? You only live once. All the cool kids say, yo, YOLO, you only live once. And or you hear it when someone's about to do something really stupid. right? They're about to do something that they shouldn't do. They say YOLO so that they can try to justify somehow doing something really stupid. And he said, you know, I get YOLO, but maybe as I'm changing my down here on the screen, maybe it's not YOLO. Maybe it ought to be TOLO. TOLO. Because our focus is wrong. You see, we always are thinking about ourselves and we only live once and what we want to do and what the value we want to give to our customer and what we want to share and what we think is important. And he brought this concept of TOLO. They only live once. Think about that for a second. It shifts the focus completely. It's not about you. It's not about me and what I want and what I think is valuable. It's about what the customer thinks is valuable, where they are going to find value. You see, so many times when we're trying to add value, what we're really trying to do is convince someone else that what we think is valuable should be valuable to them. Instead of asking the question, right? Let's go back to being obsessed with our audiences, guys. Instead of asking the question, what do they really want? They want. They only live once. Which means they're only on our website for a short period of time. Means we only have a short period of time to help them accomplish their goal. Not about us. Not about us. So, TOLO, not YOLO. TOLO, not YOLO, right? So that's what John Jan shared last week. And I was thinking about that as it relates to this entire concept of adding value. So now let me share my definition here of adding value to you. Okay. Your customer, every single person that has an issue, that has a problem that they need solved, which is why they become your customer, because they have a problem. They know or may have an idea that they are here. This is where they are in their journey. And they know that where they want to get to is over here because this is the success or the promised land or the happy place, whatever it's called, that they want to get to. So they know they're here and they know they want to get here. Excuse me. And that's why they're looking for a solution to their problem. Okay. That's why they're looking for a solution to their problem. And so if they're over here, and they believe that their problems are this, this, and the third, whatever they may be, whatever they think their problems are, they're looking for a solution to that because they think that their solution is going to fix their problem. Now, let's just be honest for a moment. As business owners, we very often know that the thing that our customer thinks is going to solve their problem over here is not going to get them all the way to the result that they want. This, my friends, is where our juxtaposition and this, my friends, is where our issue starts to come in. Because we know that, we very often want to ignore that problem that they're actually having over here. Because we know just solving that is not going to get them to the end state. So we try to add value to them in some way to show them that what you really want is this over here to get you to the end state. And they're saying to us, yeah, no, that's not what I'm looking for. You see, adding value, friends, is taking someone who's right here, understanding truly where they are, what their pains are from their perspective, what their wants and desires are, and helping them take one step closer. Helping them take one step closer to their desired outcome. That's the entire point. Now, the thing that you have to figure out is twofold. Number one, what are those true pains that your customer is having? That's number one, being obsessed with your audience. And then number two, what is the right next step? Because what we often do is, and I've seen this happen with so many businesses, is we may do the work to figure out, to be obsessed with our customer, to figure out what their problem is. And then we give them a solution that's halfway in the middle. We're trying to make them take a jump and a leap that's way too big, and they're not ready for it. What we need to do is go back once we've figured out what the problem is and then ask, what is the next logical step? Small step that they can take, that they can be successful with. Because if you can do that, ladies and gentlemen, that is adding value. That's that moment in time where your prospective customer feels like you have added to them because you have taken exactly where they are and given them the next logical step that they can take that makes sense to them, that they know that they can accomplish. You've moved them along the journey. That's what it's all about. That's what adding value is all about. So now, when you hear people talk about that in the world and they say, oh, you got to add value to your customers and is it valuable, blah, 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 understand that that's what they really mean. That's what's really going on. That's the question that's being asked that you have to answer. Okay? That's what you're striving for. When you get there, what you end up with is, as you drive traffic, as you get eyeballs on your assets, your products, your services, your websites, etc., as people learn about you, people will start to become sticky to you. They're not going to want to leave. They're not going to want to leave. So now let's go back to a couple of days ago when we talked about value in advance, right? Value in advance is adding value to someone. How do you figure out the value? Well, we just talked about that. Help them take that next logical step in what they need, not what you believe, not what you believe is right, what they need to take that next logical step. Now, why? Because going back to 2 days ago, we're looking to build know, like, and trust. We want people to know us. We want to get people to begin to like us and then to trust us. The best way to help them trust you is help them solve a small problem. In other words, add value to them. That's what we've been talking about. That's how it all wraps up together. I'm hoping you're seeing that. Now, if you've got some ideas on how you can add value to your customers, new things that you want to try, I would love to hear about them. Email me. I tell you guys this all the time. I love it when you guys email me. I love talking to you guys about email by email. Or you can chat right here in the Facebook group as well. But my point is, let me know, number one, what is the problem you believe your customer is having right now that you're looking to solve? Okay. Then number two, what is the next logical step? What's the next logical step in the solution? Not the final solution. What's the next logical step? And what are you going to do to help them with that? In other words, what are you going to do to provide value to them? Email me, hello@traffickeys.com. Again, that's hello@traffickeys.com. I would love to hear from you. Would love to hear how you're planning on adding value to your customer. And remember what we talked about, right? Tolo, not YOLO. They only live once. They only live once. It's about what they want to accomplish. All right, everybody. I'll see you guys real soon. Bye-bye.